Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. I'm Pastor Joel. Let's spend 5 minutes with Jesus. This week, Jesus has been teaching us about the Holy Spirit, the greatest gift He could give us. When Jesus returned to heaven, He and the Father were happy to send the Holy Spirit, who comes to fill us with all the fullness of God so we not only survive, but we can thrive. When it's clear that Louis Armstrong was wrong, many of us are not thinking to ourselves, what a wonderful world in 2020. There's this delightful story in John 4 where Jesus is passing through Samaria and He sits down at a well. It is the time of the day that it would have been the hottest, so Jesus is clearly thirsty, but He's also on a mission. Because this woman shows up, which tells us something. Nobody goes to the well at the hottest time of day. You only go at that time if you want to avoid your neighbors. You see, this woman has had 5 husbands, and now she has a live-in lover. You see why she's avoiding others? She longs to be loved, but one relationship after another have proved unsatisfying. And she goes to the well daily, and it provides no satisfaction either because she's always back for more. That is her daily pattern. Live-in lover, to well, and back again, and here we go again. But today, a strange man is there. Jesus has been waiting for her, and He begins with a simple request for a drink. Yet she responds with a, "Who do you think you are?" And Jesus answers her in John 4:10, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked Him, and He would have given you living water. Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." And the woman is like, "Great, give me some of that water so I don't have to keep making this trip." But Jesus is not talking about water. He's talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit. We know this because in John 7, 37-39, Jesus will tell a thirsty crowd, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." And John then notes, by this he meant the Spirit. Jesus was offering this woman the Spirit, and she doesn't get it. And if we're honest, sometimes we don't get it, what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You may remember that day when you suddenly saw your need for Jesus, and you discovered to your joy His heart for you, understanding and inviting, and you gave Jesus access into your heart that day. But perhaps today is not like that day at all. You've lost that joy, that zeal. Life seems like a walk in the desert, back and forth in your own unsatisfying routines and patterns. My friend, that day you gave Jesus access into your heart was the work of the Holy Spirit. But here's the issue. You only sipped salvation when you should have kept drinking in deeply of the river. This week I'm preaching a text from Ephesians 5 and verse 18 says, "Do not be drunk with wine, for that is reckless living, but be filled with the Spirit." Well, that's an interesting contrast. Don't be filled with wine, be filled with the Spirit. And we can see why filling yourself with wine is not a good way to live. And I'm certain it means that, but Paul means far more. Many of us are filling ourselves up with things we know can never satisfy. And we're given a command to be filled with the Spirit, which is a strange thing, because in it we are passive. Paul didn't say fill up, he said be filled, and he means keep being filled. So how do we do that? Well, Paul says, "Have songs of God in your heart and on your lips, and give thanks." I would add, fill up on God's Word, even a verse at a time, a verse each day. Go to church. Are those a part of your routine? If you make them a part of your routine and ask for the Spirit to work, you will begin to be filled in a way that satisfies, which is a good thing for you and your neighbor in 2020. The story of the woman at the well ends with her running back to town to tell all her neighbors about Jesus. She sees she is greatly loved and she is no longer ashamed. She even wants to share Jesus with the people she was seeking to avoid. And John adds a comment we might ignore if we don't read Scripture closely. He notes, she left her water jar behind. She was no longer thirsty for what didn't satisfy. I think Charles Spurgeon captures what happened. The Lord Jesus is a deep sea of joy. My soul shall dive in and be swallowed up in His delights. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank You and the Father for sending the Spirit. Forgive us for acting as though other things could satisfy what only You can. Fill my heart with the love and joy of Jesus, that I may no longer thirst, and so that I may have something thirst-quenching for my neighbor as well. Amen.